神啊，求你鉴察我，知道我的心思，试炼我，知道我的意念，看在我里面有什么恶行没有，引导我走永生的道路。
知我心声，恕我心曲。
我要称谢你，因我受造奇妙可畏，你的作为奇妙，这是我心深知道的。
We are truly wonderfully made by a wonderful God.
我们是很奇妙的，被一位奇妙的神所造的。
Billions and billions of people in this world, yet each person is really an individual.
世上有千千万万亿亿的人，却每一个人都是个别不一样的。
What makes this?
那这是怎么来的呢？
First, we are born with a certain temperament.
首先，我们有不同的这种生性。
We then develop a personality over the next 10 years.
接下去，我们有十年的时间会养成我们的个性。
With at least 70% developed by age 7.
在70%，我们的个性呢是在七岁以前就被养成造成了。
And then our environment is another factor in our development.
然后我们的环境又是另外一种造成我们的个性的一个因素。
Men have been studying the temperament for many, many hundreds of years.
那么几百年来，人们就一直在研究人的这种生性。
You say, well, what is temperament?
到底什么是我们的生性呢？
It's something that we are born with, a basic makeup.
那个就是我们与生俱来，你生出来就带着的。
Which when facing problems, how do we react to them?
那就是当我们面对问题的时候，我们反应会怎么样？
Certain temperaments may break under them.
那有一些生性呢，会在困难的下面被就是压倒了。
Others may grow with them.
那有的人呢，反而是被建造了。
Our basic makeup will show us the speed of our answering things.
那么基本上我们的生性呢，会带给我们对于事情的反应的不同的这种速度，或者是强弱。
Are we fearful?
你会是一个害怕的人吗？
Are we one who will compromise?
那你是那个很容易妥协的人吗？
Or are we bold with our replies?
还是你是很勇敢的人呢？
Also, the temperament shows the mood and the changing of the moods.
那么这种生性也会跟你的情绪有关系。
Really, how do we face life from our feelings?
那你怎么样在面对生命的时候呢，表达出你的感受？
So this is something that you are born with.
这个就是你与生俱来的。
Over these hundreds of years of research, they've come up with there are four basic types of temperament.
几百年来呢，我们在研究就发现说，基本上我们归纳出来人有四种这种生性。
Now you are not just one temperament, you may be a mixture of two temperaments.
或许这四种当中呢，你有一些是混合的，不是只有单纯的一种。
But you always have a primary one, one that is your strongest.
但是你总会找到一个最主要、很强烈的特性。
And then you will have one that maybe isn't as strong.
或许另外一个是比较隐性的、比较弱的。
This gives many combinations of temperaments across humanity.
所以呢，这样的四种特性又有一些组合，就组合起来是蛮复杂的。
You say, how will that help knowing the temperament?
或许你说，那我知道我的生性又有什么帮助呢？
Actually, when we know our own temperament, we can begin to develop them in a good way.
因为呢，如果你明白认识自己的生性的话，那么你就可以呢，更能够拿捏以后啊，该怎么办。
When we know the temperament of another, we understand why they act the way they do.
有时候你对于别人的反应或行为呢，你会也有一种比较更深的了解，为什么他们会这样反应。
So knowing temperament can be very helpful.
所以认识我们的生性可以做我们的帮助。
Now, actually, some people are more withdrawn.
那么有些人呢，是比较内在性的。
They enjoy looking inward and very private.
那么他们很喜欢到里面，自己的里面去探究他们自己的隐私。
Being with people is not their greatest desire.
那么对他们呢，跟别人相处不是很乐意。
Now we have a name for that kind of people.
那这样子的比较内在性的个性的人有一种名称。
We call them introverts.
他们比较属于我们讲的就是啊内向性的。
Now there's the other group that seems to enjoy people.
另外一种方向呢，就是比较喜欢跟人群在一起。
They're the life of a group when they're with people.
那么跟人在一起的时候呢，他们就充满着生命的活力。
They don't look inwardly very much.
他们不太去做内在的深究。
They just sort of live life as they see it.
他们就是喜欢在外在性的生活当中。
We call them extroverts.
那么这样子的人呢，我们称为外向性。
Now in studying temperament, two of the temperaments are those who are introverts.
那我们在学习这些生性的时候呢，有两种是属于内在性的，内向性的。
And two of the other temperaments are extroverts.
另外两种是属于外向性的。
Now we're going to give titles to these particular temperaments.
那么等一会儿我们会给这些这种生性呢有一个名称。
The first one we're going to talk about is one that is called the melancholy.
那么首先我们要谈的是属于忧郁型的。
We're going to look at their emotional strengths and weaknesses.
那么我们看看他们的情绪上的这种优点还有他们的缺点。
Their relationship strengths and weakness.
我们也要看看他们跟人的关系的优点和缺点。
And their activities, their strengths and weaknesses.
还有他们在活动上面的优点跟缺点。
Now let's look at the emotional strengths of the melancholy.
首先我们看忧郁型的人的他们的这种情绪方面。
They have a sensitive nature.
他们有一种很敏感的特性。
Many times they love art and music.
通常呢他们喜欢艺术或者是音乐。
They like to be logical.
他们也很喜欢去做理性的思想。
And they judge everything by their thinking.
然后对任何的事情呢，都用他们的思考来做分析。
They are deep thinkers.
他们是一个很深思的人。
But they do respond emotionally at times.
但是经过这个深思呢，情绪会有很强烈的反应。
Now let's look at the weakness of the melancholy.
我们来看看这种忧郁型的情绪上的弱点。
They can be very moody.
他们很情绪化。
Sometimes you wonder what's wrong with them.
有时候你会想说他怎么回事啊？
But it's just that they don't feel like bothering.
那只是呢，刚好在那个时候他的情绪呢，不想太被干扰。
They sort of look on the dark side of things.
他们喜欢看黑暗面。
They think on the things that are bad first.
总是呢，想往坏的方面去想。
They worry about their sicknesses.
他们对于自己的身体的生病呢，非常的忧郁。
The least sickness they get, they feel very worried about it.
有时候呢，小小的一点病痛呢，就让他们很大的忧虑。
It's easy for them to get depressed.
那他们是很容易有这种沮丧的。
But they are very proud people.
他们也是很自负的人。
Now let's look at their relationships to others.
接下来我们看看这样的忧郁型的人，他们跟人的关系怎么样。
First, let's look at their strengths.
我们看看他们的这种优点。
They are dependable, faithful, loyal friends.
他们是很可以被信任、很信实的、很忠贞的朋友。
But they don't make friends easily.
但是他们却不容易交友。
They choose their friends very carefully.
他们呢, 对交朋友非常的小心,
and yet they feel very deeply about those friends they choose.
那他们对于那些所交的朋友呢, 也交得很深。
Now, the relational weaknesses is that they search for perfection.
那么他们的这种, 人际关系的缺点就是他们会寻求完美。
So, they'll be very critical and find people's faults.
因为寻求完美了,就很容易找别人的问题,缺点。
They judge others by themselves.
他们用自己的标准来, 评断别人。
They're very fearful of what other people think of them.
他们也很在意,很害怕别人怎么想他们。
Now, they're the kind that will hold feelings in and then suddenly burst out in anger.
那么这种忧郁型的人呢, 他们会把一些事情压抑在里面, 然后突然间就爆发出来。
Being sensitive, they can be deeply hurt.
那他们因为太敏感了, 所以很容易被伤害。
They can be very hard to get along with.
这样的人呢, 很难相处。
They don't want anything done differently than the way they do it.
他们要做的事情呢, 不要, 就是不要别人跟他们不一样。
And it's easy for them to hold things against people.
然后很容易里面就压抑一些想法, 对人的一种不好的想法。
Now let's look at their activities and the strength.
我们来看看这种忧郁型的人在活动方面的优点。
When they do things, they're perfectionist.
他们做事情就很要求完美。
They like details.
他们喜欢很细节的做。
They finish their job.
然后呢, 会从头到尾完成他们的工作。
They're careful.
他们很小心。
They're creative.
他们也很有创意性。
And they know their limits.
他们也知道自己的有限。
But now their weakness in their activities.
在活动方面, 他们的缺点是这样的。
They cannot make decisions easily.
他们不容易做决定。
And they're not very practical at times.
他们也不是很实际的。
They're very careful when they start something new.
那他们刚刚开始尝试时候呢, 非常的小心。
And it must be done well or they get depressed.
那如果没有做好的话, 他们就会很挫败。
They demand much of themselves.
他们对自己要求的很多。
This group needs to learn how to get over their critical spirit and to love others.
那这样的人, 他们需要学习怎么样, 不要做论断批评, 然后呢, 多爱别人。
Now we're going to go on to the next one that's the introvert.
这种内向型的第二种特性呢, 叫做,
we give them the name of phlegmatic.
名字叫做冷漠型的。
Now let's look at their emotional strength.
我们来看冷漠型的情绪, 的优点。
They're calm and dependable.
他们很冷静, 而且呢, 是可以信任的。
Easy to get along with.
很容易跟人家相处。
Cheerful and peace-loving.
非常恩慈, 而且呢, 相处起来呢, 非常, 非常安宁。
But on the weak side,
但是缺点呢?
They lack confidence in themselves.
他们这种人呢, 自己呢, 缺少自信心。
They look at the bad side.
总是看不好的那一面。
They're fearful and are worriers.
容易害怕, 也容易忧虑。
They don't laugh much.
他们不太笑的。
And they just let things go by.
然后让事情就这样, 过去。
They're very easy to compromise.
很容易会妥协让步。
They don't want any trouble.
因为他们不要惹任何的麻烦。
And they're very self-righteous.
他们呢, 是很自我唯一, 认为自己很对的那种个性。
Now let's look at the relationship to others.
接下来我们看这个冷漠型的跟人的关系。
Let's look at their strengths.
看看他们的优点。
They're pleasant to be with.
他们呢, 跟他们相处是很有趣的。
And they have many friends.
他们有很多朋友。
Because they're good listeners.
因为他们是很好的倾听者。
They're peacemakers.
他们也是很好的叫人家和睦的人。
They don't try to cause trouble.
他们不会惹麻烦。
They don't give advice unless you ask for it.
你如果不跟他要, 跟他问意见的话, 他也不会随便给你什么。
They like peace at any cost.
他们要的就是安静和平。
But they do have weaknesses.
他们也有他们的缺点。
They don't get involved with people much.
他们不太参与。
They're selfish.
而且有一些自私。
They don't give up their money easily.
他们不太能够给出去。
Actually, they're indifferent to people.
然后他们呢, 跟人是不太一样的, 一般的人是不太一样的。
They don't really deeply care about it.
他们不太在意外面的人怎么样。
And they sort of carry the attitude of being above others.
那么他们的态度有点好像有优越的感觉。
Now let's look at the phlegmatic's activities and their strengths.
我们来看看这种冷漠型的他们的行为怎么样，活动怎么样。
Now they are the people that work well under pressure.
那么这样的人呢，很容易在压力下做工作，做得很好。
And they'll find the easiest way to do the work.
他们也会呢，找一种比较容易的方法来做工作。
They're neat.
非常的细腻。
They plan their work.
他们很注意计划。
And very stable and dependent workers.
非常的稳定，而且是很可信任的工作者。
But now let's look at their weaknesses.
我们也看看他们在这种活动方面的缺点。
They lack motivation.
他们缺少工作的这种动机。
They do just what they have to do.
他们做的是他们必须做的。
Now they don't want to be a leader.
他们不要成为一个领袖。
Because they cannot make decisions easily.
因为他们也不太能够做决定。
And they're easy to discourage others they work with.
他们很容易呢，让那些跟他们工作的，一起工作的人呢，觉得好像沮丧。
And they don't like change.
他们不喜欢改变。
They need to learn to give themselves to others.
他们需要学习怎么样把自己能够分享给别人。
And overcome their fear by trusting in Jesus.
他们一定要学习怎么样来信任主耶稣，而不要被这种害怕淹没了。
Now let's look at the extrovert, which is the choleric.
那么接下来我们要看看外向型的第一个叫做刚烈。
Now,
刚烈特性。
Let's look at their emotional strengths.
这种刚烈型的人的情绪怎么样呢？情绪的优点。
Now, these are the people, remember, that are very outgoing.
记得，这样的刚烈型的人，他们是很外向的。
Now, this group is very confident.
这样的人呢，非常有自信。
They're natural leaders.
他们是生来就是当领袖的。
They're strong-willed and determined.
他们的意志很坚决，然后做事情呢非常的果断。
They look on the good side.
他们会往好处去想。
But they are fearless and bold.
他们呢一点都不会害怕，是很勇敢的。
And gives you the appearance of being very self-sufficient.
有时候呢让他们感觉优越感很重。
Now they have weaknesses.
他们也有他们的缺点。
They have a problem with anger.
很容易生气。
They can't tolerate things that are less than what they want.
没有办法能够妥协，稍微让步，除非他们愿意，不然的话他不能让步。
Do you know people whose opinion is always right?
那你知道有一些人呢，他们总觉得他们才对。
That's the choleric.
那就是这种刚烈型的。
They're insensitive to the needs of others.
那么他们呢，对于别人的需要不太敏感。
They don't feel for others.
他们不会为别人的事情呢有同理心。
They're very cold and unemotional.
他们是比较冷漠，而且呢没有情绪化的。
You can see that they are really, truly born leaders.
你可以看到他们就是那种生来就是领导型的。
Now let's look at their relationship with others.
我们来看看他们跟人的关系。
Let's look at some of their strengths.
他们的关系上面的优点。
Now they are the people that do not expect you to do anything that they would not do.
这样的人呢，不喜欢你去做他们没有叫你做的事情。
They're not going to put you on something alone, but they're going to put you on something that they would do themselves.
那他们呢，要你做的是他们要做的。
They're not easily discouraged.
他们是不容易灰心的。
As I said, they are strong leaders.
他们是很强烈的一种领袖。
And probably be the ones that you would say they are born leaders.
他们可能你会觉得是生来就是那种领导性格。
They can motivate.
他们可以让你呢引起搅动你的动机。
They can push things ahead.
他们可以推动事情。
But now let's look at their weaknesses.
我们来看看这种人际关系上面的缺点。
They have no compassion.
他们没有连续的心。
They drive you.
他们总是要推动你，驱使你。
Actually, they're the ones who make decisions for others.
而且呢，为别人做决定。
When you should be making the decision, that person steps in and will make that decision.
当你需要做决定的时候，他马上就插进来帮你做的决定。
They're bossy.
他们非常的就是想要做主。
And they tend to hurt people.
很容易伤害人。
not because they mean to hurt them.
他们不是故意要伤害人的。
But they believe what they do is more important.
他们觉得他们这样做是合理而且重要的。
And so they expect you to do that.
所以他们也期待你要这样做。
They will use people.
他们会用利用人。
They're unforgiving.
他们是不太宽恕人的。
They feel like you shouldn't have known better.
他觉得你应该不应该犯这种错误。
And domineering.
而且非常的专制。
They are going to take care of everything.
所有的事情呢，他们都要管。
They're the ones that's going to run the house.
那他们呢，要来管理所有的事情。
Run the business.
他们的事业也好，家庭也好。
Now let's look at their activities.
我们看看他们的活动。
And the strength of their activities.
外向型的这种刚烈的特性的活动情况。
They organize well.
他们的优点是很容易很好的组织能力。
And they promote things.
然后他们对事情的推动力很强。
They can make decisions quickly.
他们呢决定很快。
They're very active.
非常的活跃。
And they're practical.
他们呢非常的实际。
They can set goals and reach them.
设立的这个目标之后呢，就可以达到目标。
And they can get others to act and to move and to do.
而且可以推动、搅动所有人去往那个方向去做。
But let's look at their weaknesses.
我们来看看他们的这种弱点。
They're too confident.
太自信了。
With their own opinion, they have forced others to agree with them.
以自己很强烈的意见呢，常常会勉强别人去附和。
They're really hard to please.
很难去讨他们喜悦，很难去取悦。
And you must do it their way.
而且呢，你一定要按他的方法去做。
This group needs to become sensitive to the others.
这样的特性的人呢，需要学习怎么样对别人有一些敏感性。
To really care.
关心别人。
Now the last one, which is an extrovert, is one that we call sanguine.
那么最后一种也就是比较外向型的乐天派的人。
Now let's look at the emotional strength of the sanguine.
我们看看他们的这种乐天型的这种情绪的优点。
They are the people that you hear before you see them.
这样的人呢，你还没有看到他就听到他的声音了。
They're warm and lively.
他们很温和，很温暖，而且呢很有活力。
They're talkative and carefree.
他们很健谈，而且呢他们非常的关心人。
They love to enjoy life and they're good storytellers.
他们呢非常享受生命，而且呢很会说故事。
But let's look at their weaknesses.
我们也来看看他们的弱点。
They cry easily.
很容易哭。
They never understand the swings of their emotions. One time they're high and then they're low.
他们对自己的情绪的上下不定，也自己感觉到很莫名其妙。
They're restless.
他们呢不太能够安静下来。
Always wanting to go on to something else.
总是要忙一些其他的事情。
They can suddenly get angry and just as quick calm down.
常常很容易就是生气了，但是呢，也容来得快，然后去的也快。
Sometimes it appears that they're not always truthful.
有时候呢，对一起的人呢，他们有时候你感觉他不太能够信任。
And they may not seem real.
而且呢，不真实。
They make decisions on their feelings.
他们做决定呢，是凭着他们的感觉情绪。
Let's look at their relationship. The
我们来看看这种乐天型的他们的这种关系，他这种人际关系的优点。
They make friends easily.
他们很容易交朋友。
They're enjoyable and they're always looking at the bright side.
他们呢非常的享受，而且呢总是看乐观的那一面。
They're friendly, smiling, talking with warmth.
很友善，常常带着笑容，然后呢跟你谈话呢非常的温馨。
And they can apologize easily.
他们也很容易可以跟你道歉。
Now let's look at the sanguine's weaknesses.
那么这个乐天型的他们的缺点在哪里呢？
They'll take over the conversation.
讲话的时候呢，他们总是他们在讲。
And they're not attentive to what you're saying.
他们不管你在说什么，就是他们要讲。
But they're very weak-willed.
但是他们的意志很弱。
They need approval from people.
他们需要被别人来肯定。
They're the kind that it can enjoy you and then forget you.
他们可能跟你在一起的时候呢，非常的享受，可是呢，马上就忘记你了。
They talk too much about themselves.
对于自己呢，讲的太多。
And often forget what they promised.
忘记了他们所答应的是要做什么。
Well, let's look at their activities.
我们来看看这乐天型的他们的活动。
And the strength in those activities.
优点怎么样？
They're very enthusiastic about things.
很有热情,
oh, they're ready to go.
他们总是准备好要开始做。
They make good first impressions.
一开始呢, 非常的好。
They love new plans and projects.
他们喜欢新的计划, 新的工作。
But this shows up in their weaknesses.
但是也出现了弱点。
They cannot organize.
没有办法组织。
They're not dependable.
他们也不可以, 不能让你依赖的。
And their discipline is lacking.
他们呢, 非常的没有办法自己管理自己。
They can waste a lot of time talking.
他们可以用很多时间来讲话。
And not finish their projects.
然后他们的计划都不做。
They're easily distracted and they don't meet their goals.
他们呢, 很容易就停下来, 然后呢, 对他们的目标呢, 就不再做了。
This group needs to be more reliable and dependable.
这些人呢, 需要学习怎么样, 能够真, 比较实际一点, 然后比较能够人家信赖。
And develop greater self-discipline.
要, 有一些, 建立一些比较好的这种自我的管理, 自我的,
Now, you have just had a small view of our temperaments. And yet it has so much to do with how we face life. There are some of our temperaments that are not pleasing.
有些生性呢,
we have to work on our weaknesses.
我们需要在我们的弱点上面来好好的努力。
But we cannot do this by ourselves.
但是你自己要来做是没有办法的。
The one who made us, the God who made us, understands us.
那造我们的神, 他最了解我们。
It is He that can help us to make these things in our life greater.
他也是那一位可以帮助我们, 然后改善我们, 让我们过得更好的一位神。
Greater to the good of all.
对所有的人, 我们的需要, 他是最能够帮助我们的。
You want to live a happy life, don't you?
我相信你要过一个快乐的生活，不是吗？
You want to live a more productive life.
我也相信你要过一个比较, 丰硕的生活，不是吗？
There are many things in your temperament that disappoint you.
但是你的生性呢, 会给你一些失望。
And you feel so bad about it.
你就觉得里面不太好。
But you can't seem to help yourself.
但是你也没有办法。
Jesus Christ has said to us,
耶稣这样说,
I want to give you life,
他说我要给你生命,
an abundant life,
而且是丰盛的生命,
eternal life.
永远的生命,
it is He that can take our life,
他可以把你的生命,
and through His great power,
借着他的能力,
and our willingness to let Him lead us,
还有你的愿意,
that we can go on to live a productive, happy life.
我们可以在我们的生命里面呢, 成为一个很丰硕, 的生命。
That our life will not just be ourselves, but will reach out and touch others.
而不是只为自己活, 而且能够去影响别人的人。
For this is where true happiness comes.
这是真正的生命的快乐。
This is where real satisfaction is.
也是真正生命的满足。
I'd like to introduce you to the greatest counselor of all,
给你这一位最伟大的协谈者,
our Lord Jesus Christ.
就是我们的主耶稣基督。
恕我心曲这个节目 是由美国佛桌传道协会提供, 由金炉牧师为您主讲林真华语翻译。如果您有什么问题需要我们为您分担，请您来信写明你的姓名住址，然后你寄到台湾高雄，台湾省高低的高英雄的雄，台湾高雄13-40号信箱，台湾高雄13-40号信箱。 你写林真双木林真假的真林真收就可以了，我们会尽快的跟您回信。